The first thing Lieutenant Mark Bogish remembers was seeing a column of smoke where the Twin Towers used to be.
And the whole bus was just absolutely silent. It was a solemn moment that I'll never, ever forget.
He and his canine partner Marley spent a week searching Ground Zero.
Our objective was to try and locate any live victims.
He says they were given respirators, but
when you're wearing a respirator, the dog can't hear the command. Many times, those respirators had to come off.
Air quality, he says, wasn't much of a concern when there was the chance of saving someone's life at any moment.
It was unbelievable to see how people in New York City pulled together.
Bogish, who works for the Tampa, Florida Fire Department, says he got choked up when he heard the news. A photo of him and Marley.
With everybody looking tired, wore out, mud all over everything, and it just tells the story.
Is getting featured on a new batch of Metro cards.
You need to remember all those people that we lost that day, and all of those people that we continue to lose today.
Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.